producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Yesterday we talked about options for pistol optics. And joining me again from Mounting Solutions Plus is Doug McLean. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning to you.
Let me ask you a question. Talking about optics that go on long guns, I imagine you have two types of people coming to Mounting Solutions Plus. Those that know exactly what they want, and those that have no idea what they want.
You're absolutely right.
How do you deal with something like that?
Well, you try to give advice to those who don't really know too much of, to, you know, basically put them in a better path so they don't have to spend their money twice on optics. And then you just kind of, you know, give them the best information possible to suit their purpose.
Now, with the rifle optics, you carry a wide range of stuff. You carry all of the major name brands, and you carry some of the lesser known name brands. What were you
about to say? Yes, we do. Yeah, yes, we do. We carry pretty much all the high end name brands. There's a few that we don't have, but we have enough to suit the purpose of, you know, 95 at least percent of the shooters. We have anywhere from a $1,400 scope up to a $3,500 scope.
What does that one do?
Well, you know, it's, you know, once again, you know, you will be surprised. A lot of people like expensive stuff just for the reason that it's a lot of money. Truthfully, yes, there is a lot of work into them. Usually the glass is one of the most important things for clarity and also the performance of the dial. When you dial into a measurement, you do want to make sure when you're turning that dial that it is traveling to the exact measurement. And that's what separates the scopes from being bad to being good.
What about the red dot optics? Now, most you can get a very good red dot if you want to go with the major name brands. I mean, you care, right now you've got a deal on the EOTech 565 or the 555, which one is that that you got the deal on?
That is correct. But the difference is between red dots and long range, usually nobody uses red dots for long range. They use more like telescope with magnification.
Right.
But, you know, red dot would be, you know, it's not that you can't shoot a long range with it, because people shoot 1,000 yards with iron sights still. There is competitions that people are using iron sights. A red dot, it would be just one single optic. Instead of doing with a rear and a front, you just have a dot and you basically you know, put it on target. Now, you got to remember that you have to have your calculations to be able to shoot long distance with that. Can it be done? It can be done, yes.
Okay. So, you know people that can shoot a target at 1,000 yards with iron sights?
Yes.
I'd like to meet them.
They're out there.
I don't even know that I could see a target at 500 yards, just physically see the target. But that's because I'm getting old, dude. Anyway, for people that are looking for red dots, if we're talking tactical rifles, if we're talking red dots, not only do you have the various name brands out there, you also have a Mounting Solutions Plus brand, which I haven't ever shot, but my understanding, it is very good for a very inexpensive price.
That is true. It's a very, very, very well-made unit for the cost. I actually had a lesson from a customer that he was so happy with it. He owned the unit and he was using it in competitions, and he was afraid that we no longer carried it and that would be our spot scope. You know, I thought he was going to have a complaint or an issue with it, and he just wanted to purchase another one because he was so satisfied with what the optic did for him. And it, you know, that kind of, you know, illuminated me to find out more about the optic that we carried it. And yes, it has a very, very good clean dot for the value of the scope. That is correct. And that would be the spot scope.
The spot scope. I'm going to have to look into that one. I've got a gun coming that I'm going to need to put one on.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay, now I understand. I've heard that it looked a little bit like something made by one of the aim points. But the price doesn't.
Yeah, it's almost like a replica. It looks, it has pretty much the same style. The only difference is battery position and battery. But it looks, you know, it looks almost like an aim point, correct.
What's the battery life on that one?
I believe the battery life on that one is about, if I'm not mistaken, 150 hours. It's not a tremendous long life like most of these high $400 to $500 units. But usually, you know, you don't leave a unit on unless you, you know, you have an accident. What's good
right.
about it is it's a battery that you can purchase at any drugstore. It's not like you're not going to be able to find that battery. It's a 2032.
Yeah, I was packing up my oh no gun that I carry with me everywhere, and I always check the optic, which is an aim point, not an aim point, it's an EOTech XPS2.
Okay.
And I hit the on button and it doesn't come on. The battery is dead. And finding some place at that particular time of night that sells the 1-2-3 battery, well, that just doesn't happen because that's sort of a special, you know, you got to go someplace that sells those. Although you can find them at places like Academy Sports and everything, but everything's closed. So I can see where getting a common battery would be a good idea. But let's talk about the different. Now, the thing with Aimpoint has outrageous battery life, don't they?
That is correct, yes. They do last, if I'm not mistaken, close to 3 or 4 years if you leave it on a halfway position, or even longer. They do have a long-lasting effect on the battery, which is a nice thing. But, you know, once again, try not to leave the unit on and you won't have that problem.
Now, with my, I've got one aim point, a T1. I never turn it off.
Okay.
I never turn it off. But I have thought that one day I'm going to have to replace the battery on that. But the aim point is, with aim point, for example, they vary in prices. You can go from the low end with some of the scopes like the, that looks like the Pro, you know, what is it? What do they call it? The Pro. The Comp Pro, they've got a bunch that look like the spot scope, and then they get into the micro dots.
Right.
And that's where they start going up in price, but they're not really that much more expensive than, say, a high-end EOTech, are they?
No, they pretty much run around the same price. Two different companies, they have two different ways of looking at it. The EOTech has more like a square system, and the Aimpoint is more in a tube system. And people have their preferences of what they like to look through. A lot of people, you know, think that the EOTech is a better optic for the way they see things, and then other people, you know, look at the Aimpoint and they like that optic. So it's, you know, it's a preference choice of what you prefer. But the prices are pretty much about equal. They're pretty much the same. They're not too far apart. It all depends on the. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was going to say the only real difference between those two name brands as far as just the optics themselves and the form factor is the battery life.
Yeah, that is correct. Battery life and the battery style, what they use for batteries. Some EOTechs use the 1-2-3s. Some use the older ones use the smaller batteries. So you have different EOTechs have different batteries. The Aimpoint tends to stick to one style battery, which is basically almost like a camera battery. It's a very small battery and, you know, almost like a little bit smaller. If you were to split a 1-2-3 and make it a little bit thinner, that's what you would have for a battery for the most aim points.
When we get back, we're going to talk about what to look out for when buying an optic, what you don't want to get. My guest this hour from Mounting Solutions Plus's Doug McClain will be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Mounting Solutions Plus is, once again, Doug McClain. Doug, with I've had a couple of instances with optics, and I primarily go for red dots of some type, you know. I've had a lot of incidents with other brands besides EOTech and Aimpoint of the image ghosting in my field of view. Now, that probably has a lot to do with my eyesight, but at the same time, that normally happens when I'm trying to save money on an optic. Is that something that people should just sort of sweep aside and just go ahead and buy good quality equipment the first time out?
Well, you know, funny that you say that, because myself, at my age, I am using glasses, and I do have issues, and I do use red dots. Even a high-quality red dot could be an issue because of the way your eye sees things. Now, I'm not going to say that there isn't low quality, and that's one of the things that I was saying about our unit, that for the price value, if you were to look at the dot and the clarity, it would impress you because it's right up with the same quality of the higher-end units. And the dot has a lot to do with basically being, you know, efficient. Saying that, you know, the range that I go to, I'm always asked to help the guys shooting because they can't get their units on point. You know, before you know it, they have about 300 rounds on the ground and they still haven't hit a target at 50 yards. So what I usually notice of the shooters out there, that they have it so high on intensity that it covers, it overwhelms what you're trying to do. But yes, the cleaner the dot and the less the ghosting, that has a lot to do, yes, with the product itself. And there is high dollar, you know, units that do give you light bounce. And that's one of the things that people should look. When they look through a unit, if they're able to go into a place and look through them, you know, just start playing with the knob and go into different settings and to see if there's a lot of light bouncing going on inside the tube. Yes, definitely look for that.
One thing I found is that for me, the single dot, not the very complicated reticle, crosshair, that kind of thing, that seems to work better. Although, like I said, with EOTech, and I don't know how they do it. Maybe it's because it's a holographic image. I don't know. But that works for me as well. But there are some out there that get a little fancy with the reticle, aren't there?
Yes. The nice thing about the EOTech that it provides, their system, unlike most others, it's more like a pixelated system. You would spray a shiny paint. This would be more like a semi-gloss paint. If you look at the dot, it's not super bright. So that alleviates most of that bouncing, and that's what they call it, pixelating. Most of the units, you turn it on, and it's just basically a sharp dot.
I did not know that. Maybe that explains why the EOTech works for me. Although, I just have the one aim point. Although, I'm going to be trying the spot scope. I'm going to be trying the spot scope here when I get the Wyndham gun in. I'm going to be putting the spot scope on it. What about weight considerations? Is that something people ask you about all the time? I mean, it seems like, now there are some, like Vortex makes something called the Spark. Do you guys carry that one?
We do carry the Spark, yeah, that is correct. We carry pretty much all the Vortex products. Very good unit. A lot of people, the weight has a lot to do with it, you know, especially when you're doing competitions. And like I was telling you earlier in the show, that's one of the reasons that, the spot scope stuck out because of the customer that he was asking me. He's one of the competition shooters, and what he liked about it was it's a very light unit. So he didn't have to deal with the excess weight, you know, like a military unit that would be a little more rugged for a military application. He's more, you know, more into competition, and his life doesn't depend on it. So that's another thing that, you know, you should consider when you purchase a unit, you know, what the, you know, overall you're going to use a unit for.
Now, one thing I feel like it just came to mind, for the people that are thinking about purchasing an Aimpoint optic, in a lot of cases, that does not come, once you buy the optic, that does not include a mount for the optic, does it?
The Pro Series that you were telling the people about, that does come included. It's a package deal. It is designed for an AR application because they put it in a height where it would be somewhat co-witnessing with your backup sights. Most other ones, for the T1 or the H1, you have an option. You can get it with or without a mount. so you could basically set it up the way you want it. You know, like, for example, if you have a rifle that you want to do close quarter hunting with, you know, you don't want something high up. When you're doing an AR situation, you have to have a, you know, an actual proper height when you put your cheek on the stock. So, yes, they are sold with and they are sold without.
And that's why I was the Spark itself, it does come with it. Does it come with a mount?
Yes, it does. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that's just something to consider when buying the optic. I know for a lot of guys that are running AKs are now going to micro dots, but they don't buy them with mounts, do they? They mount it further up the weapon, almost near the front sight, don't they?
Well, on the AR platform, is pretty much right over the extraction area.
Right, right.
And the reason for that is, and some, there are some applications where they call it cantilever, which it throws the mount a little bit forward.
Did I say AR?
That's on the AR mount, yes. And once again, you know, you have something like, for example, an AK-47.
That's what I was referring to.
Right.
I just got my letters wrong, excuse me.
Right. Where the AK-47, you know, most of the rails would be where the fore-end is, where your forward hand would be at. That's where they would mount it. And with a red dot, you know, you don't have an issue because it's not a magnified unit.
Okay. But that's just a real quick primer on this. You can go to Mounting Solutions Plus, use the promo code RADIO, get 5% off. If you call up there looking to order something, you may very well talk to Doug while you're doing it. And, I mean, when I was getting my optics for Mounting Solutions Plus for my handguns, I was talking to Doug because Doug was the one that steered me in the right direction. So give them a look, and go buy some stuff from them. They've got a bunch of stuff. The EOTech 553 right now, I think that's $599, and you guys are selling them for $429?
Yeah, that is correct. You find them brand new, right around the $699, $700, and they're refurbished. All it is a unit that basically, more than likely, was never used. It was just in a base. And they were re-picked up and checked over by the factory, re-boxed, and they do come with a full warranty. And for the price, you know, if you're looking for an EOTech that has a quick release system, the throw levers, that is an excellent price, definitely.
Yeah, it is. Quick detach, and it's well, that's probably the best one of that form factor without getting into the XPSs, isn't it?
Yes, and once again, that also gives you a night vision compatibility, which, you know, some of the optics do not have that.
Doug, thank you very much for joining me today. Give my regards to Stephen. We'll be talking soon.
You're very welcome, sir. Take care.
Thank you. All right, we'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. In Ireland, right now, the police union, the Association of Chief Police Officers, they have launched a campaign asking people to report signs of radicalization, extremism, and vulnerability to terrorism amongst firearms license holders. They have also asked police forces to carry out random, unannounced security checks on gun owners. This is the same thing as the ACLU, well, no, not the ACLU, the AFL-CIO, the Teamsters. This is the same thing as one of those unions getting out there and dictating policy. The ACPO has asked police forces to carry out random, unannounced security checks on gun owners. In the UK, there are over 2 million shotguns and firearms held under license in the UK, of which just 415 were lost or stolen in 2013, a figure that the ACPO itself admits is a tiny fraction of the number of lawfully held guns. The number of lost and stolen guns is also falling. According to the Countryside Alliance, they say we're always ready to support sensible, evidence-based proposals to improve firearm licensing and security. For instance, we fully support unannounced checks on license holders based on specific intelligence on risk. This campaign, however, is exactly the sort of knee-jerk reaction to an unrelated problem that this government has promised to avoid. It's unjustified and ill-judged, and it will serve only to waste police resources and alienate a large and law-abiding section of the community. What is a union doing dictating what the police are going to do in the first place? This is the country that doesn't have a Second Amendment. This is also coming from the UK that wants us to be disarmed. They want to carry out random, unannounced visits on known license holders of lawfully owned guns just to do it. Just to harass them. That's what they're saying. We just want to harass them. Anybody else want a gun registration floating around here? And I know the arguments. We already have one. Well, we don't have one along the lines of this. Now, one of the fundamental flaws, as I segue into another subject altogether, that has always plagued gun controllers is this stupid belief that somehow regulating the law-abiding is going to have an effect on the lawless. That somehow that's going to deter or stop criminals. Now, we know that it only hampers us. Evil, as it turns out, doesn't give a hoot about laws or ethics or morality. And have no doubt, evil exists in the world today in abundance. You need to look no further than Scranton, Pennsylvania, and into the eyes of a demonic little 10-year-old coming from Liberty Unyielding. Verbatim, how unspeakable would a murder need to be in order for the assailant, age 10, to be charged as an adult? Decide for yourself based on the facts, which are as follows. A boy who can be described at the very least as having extreme anger issues lost his temper with a 90-year-old woman. So he grabbed a cane, hooked it around her neck, and held her down as he beat her, ultimately crushing her trachea. Tristan Carrillo of Damascus Township, Pennsylvania, told a state trooper Saturday, "I killed that lady." He is referring to Helen Novak, who, according to an autopsy performed Monday, died of blunt force trauma to the neck. Carrillo has been charged with criminal homicide and will, it appears, be tried as an adult. How would gun control have stopped that? How would any law have stopped that? It's already illegal to murder people. Murders still occur. The one thing that is actually deterring murder today is the possibility that your intended victim might shoot you, might perforate you more than once. So, when evil like this exists, how could gun controllers think that the rule of law will stop somebody when the very root of humanity is absent? And the answer is that they can't. And they know that. They know this. And this is why gun control has to be defeated. A gun probably wouldn't have helped Ms. Novak because evil sprang upon her with the speed of a snake and took her down with a lot of hatred-fueled venom. But there are other times when law-abiding citizens have been denied the right to defend themselves and found themselves face-to-face with evil and had to do the best they could because gun controllers prefer it that way. Evil exists in the world. It is prevalent. It is out there. And those who commit evil acts are no better or worse than those who enable them by ensuring that their victims are disarmed. In fact, I'd be more than willing to say that those that will knowingly make you defenseless in the face of what they know to be fact. Mark Kelly's admitted it. Bloomberg has admitted it from time to time. Mark Glaze, when he was with Mayors Against Illegal Guns after he quit, he admitted it. Everybody admits it. Gun control is not going to stop all gun crime. But they're all crying for this. They're going on 9-state tours. They're trying to buy elections in various states, spending millions of dollars to do it. Everybody's doing this while at the same time they know and acknowledge this fact. So when somebody comes to you and says, you'll be safer if there's no guns in the house, doesn't that sound sort of stupid to you? And would you feel that way Now, you're sitting around, some of you that may not own guns, you're sitting around saying, well, you know, a gun in a house is going to, you know, it's just dangerous to have. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It's dangerous if you put your finger in the trigger guard and your finger is around the trigger. Otherwise, it's an inanimate object. It's as dangerous to use a plant base. Guns are not, they don't have any will. They don't have any morals. They're just machines. They're tools. They're like a wrench. They're purpose-built for something, and that purpose is for you to defend yourself with it. There are criminals that misuse them and abuse them. Yes, they do. But for those that, you're listening to people that don't care about you. They don't care about you. I don't know who you are, but I do care if you're innocent, or if your family is innocent, if you're just sitting at home. I care about you, and I want you to be able to defend yourself. Because if you can't, it doesn't matter who shows up in 10 minutes. Evil knows time responses. Evil understands them, and they work with them. And those that would get out there and disarm you, why, and tell you that you're safer because you're disarmed. Safer for them. Safer for the elites, for the statists. They fear you. They're afraid that if you actually sit down and look at what they're doing, that you might take umbrage to it. And make no mistake about it, these people that are disarming you are surrounded by guns. They're paying people to have guns on, or they have guns themselves. But don't for one moment think that man has evolved, that man's nature has evolved to where evil has been eradicated. Evil will always be present. It will always be with us. And the big difference between somebody that listens to the gun grabbers versus somebody that doesn't, the one that doesn't has a longer lifespan. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jam, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. When 9/11 happened, I was getting ready to go to work, and I saw the second jet hit the second World Trade Center building, and I realized that I was in a very bad position. I was no longer in the military. I was now a civilian. And I realized I would not be on the tip of the spear fighting this new enemy that wasn't a country, it was a group. But we did send a very large military presence there. And they stayed there for a while. But terrorism is very hard to stomp out because it's an idea. It's the same thing as Cody Wilson's ideas. The idea persists. Just because certain people are eliminated or taken out in the field of battle, that does not mean that the idea dies with them. It didn't die with Osama bin Laden. The president that we have nowadays does not see it that way. He looks at things in the physical, as far as the military part of it. He doesn't understand the military. He doesn't understand what their mission is. And he doesn't understand America. He doesn't understand that we are self-reliant. He does have a love for civilian disarmament while arming entirely unreliable Middle Eastern actors. That part of it is completely well known. His decision to withdraw our troops in totality against the advice of everybody is the logical flip side of this disarmament decision. So guess what? Now it's here. Now it's here. The next attack is not going to be as spectacular as, I don't know, as a plane coming out of the sky and slamming into a building. It's not going to be as insidious as some sort of weaponized Ebola either. It's going to be something close up and personal. It's going to be like Westgate Mall in Nairobi. It's going to be like Mumbai. It's going to be like Fort Hood. The first shooting in Fort Hood. It's going to be a massacre that plays out over days, not hours. And it's going to be done for maximum media exposure. Those guys will have taken their last rites. They can't wait to get to the virgins. Think Veslin with beheadings. When that happens, and that is a win, when that happens, this is going to be an attack where an armed civilian, or more likely a large number of armed civilians, could have mounted some kind of defense. When that happens, a whole lot of people who've never considered carrying a gun or keeping a gun will suddenly want a firearm to protect themselves. Think about Ferguson, Missouri. Millions of Americans will discover just how hard it is to buy a firearm in states where making it hard to buy a firearm is a long-standing tradition. Gun control will be revealed as the status plot that it is, and support will crumble. But maybe not. Normally, terrorists like IEDs. That's their normal modus operandi, if you will. Not a squad of gunmen willing to die at the hands of the infidel SWAT teams. If the attack on American soil takes the form of a bombing or a series of bombings, the result of two innocent life won't move the needle on gun control. History is on our is our guide on that. After the Boston bombing, everybody was out there screaming, "Boston strong." What does that mean? What does that mean? We sheltered in place and we didn't freak out. Yeah. Strength through passivity. We went back to work. This is the template that they want to see in post-terrorist bombing template. That's what they want in Gun Control America. The other thing we're going to have to contend with is when this does happen, if we do have a Westgate or if we have a Mumbai, the mainstream media is going to be on the side of the statists. It's far more comfortable platforming government spokesholes and chronicling law enforcement response than it is revealing the profound inherent weakness of a gun control regime. So in other words, the official response to the terrorist attack, the government's failure to detect the plot and the police response to it, will get all the attention. The unofficial response, where somebody may personally protect themselves, that's going to go under the radar. So aside from another Supreme Court ruling, which they seem quite reluctant to try, there's only one thing that's going to change the gun control calculus in Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Jersey, downstate New York, Hawaii, California. And that's going to be a number of terrorist attacks. And that will be horrible. Now, if they decide to go after the schools, if ISIS decides to go after the schools, or if they do the worst case possible is multi-point attacks in one location where the police don't know where to go, where we become paramount, we the armed civilians become paramount. They're going to go to schools where there aren't armed people there, and it will be a massacre. So then instead of armed guards, then we're going to go what we'll probably end up with what I've advocated for a long time. I think we need to have six-man fire teams in these places. Veterans, put them up. Get them up there. Let them wear the stuff. Kids will get used to it. They would get used to it. They would think it's neat. Because you're going to have a presence outside. You have to have a presence inside. You have to know what's going on all over the place. You have to have the communications. These guys would know what to do. They are small unit tactics trained. They would know how to deal with this. Instead of calling for an end to gun-free zones, these guys continue to double down and want everywhere to be a gun-free zone, which makes us one big soft target. Where they get this? This proves, you know, trying to prove the old adage of people pull together in a crisis, that doesn't tell the whole story. People pull together and submit to authority in a crisis. That's what they do. That's what they want to do right now. And they're the Obama administration's Alinsky-esque saying, never let a crisis go to waste. Well, they exploit that every time. More than that, when the going really gets rough, this is when like-minded people will pull together. After Newtown, there were some states that did get a little more draconian, but overall, more states loosened things. And we are in a better position today than we've ever been as armed citizens. But the question is going to have to be addressed at some point, because it is most certainly coming. The government can't protect you. What they will probably do is they will probably double down. Freedom has already lost a whole lot of ground post 9/11 in the form of the Patriot Act and the very dramatic expansion of federal law enforcement, you know, with the Department of Agriculture carrying machine guns now. The question is for me and you. The question to address now is, have we learned from the past, or are we condemned to repeat it ourselves? We'll do this again in about 22 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not ever, not once. It has been, it's always going to be about total control on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.